Secretary will call the roll.
Ahlquist, Anderson, Berryhill, Blakeslee, Calderon, Cannella, Corbett, Correa, DeLeon, DeSaunier, Dutton, Emerson, Evans, Fuller, Gaines, Hancock, Harmon, Hernandez, Huff, Kehoe, LaMalfa, Leno, Liu, Lowenthal, Negrete McLeod, Padilla, Pavley, Price, Rubio, Smidian, Steinberg, Strickland, Vargas, Walters, Wolk, Wright, Weiland, Yee.
Members, please report to the chambers. Sergeants, please seek the members. A quorum is present. Would the members and our guests beyond the rail and in the gallery please rise? We will be led in prayer this afternoon by our chaplain, Rabbi Mone Alfi, after which please remain standing. We will be led in the Pledge of Allegiance to the flag by Senator Ahlquist.
When Benjamin Franklin addressed the Constitutional Convention in 1887, he spoke timeless truths about the nature of government and the key to its success. He said, "Much of the strength and efficiency of any government in procuring and securing happiness to the people depends on opinion, on the general opinion of the goodness of the government, as well as the wisdom and integrity of its governors." Benjamin Franklin wisely reminds us that strength and efficiency of a government rests both on the people's opinion of that government, as well as on the wisdom of its leaders. We pray to the Holy One, the Creator of us all, asking that our leaders always be blessed with wisdom and integrity, and that the people that they serve may be blessed with happiness and well-being. May our government and those whom they serve work together for the betterment of our state. May this be God's will. Amen.
Members, privileges of the floor. Members, messages from the governor will be deemed read. Messages from the assembly will be deemed read. Reports of committee will be deemed read. Members, we are now at motions, resolutions, and notices. This is Senator Simidian's mic.
No, he put it up. He raised his hand.
Introductions and first reading of bills. Mr. Secretary, please read.
Senate Bill 135 by Senator Hernandez, enacting to health facilities. Senate Bill 136 by Senator Yee, enacting to health care coverage. Senate Bill 137 by Senator Huff, enacting to public post-secondary education. Okay. Senate Bill 138 by Senator Huff, enacting to school districts. Senate Bill 139 by Senator Alquist, enacting to corrections. Senate Bill 140 by Senator Lowenthal, enacting to pupil instruction. Senate Bill 141 by Senator Price, an act relating to elections. Senate Bill 142 by Senator Rubio, an act relating to energy. Senate Bill 143 by Senator Rubio, an act relating to public health. Senate Concurrent Resolution 6 by Senator Lowenthal, relative to affordable in-home internet service.
Members, we will return to privileges of the floor. Senator Wolk.
Purposes of introduction, please. I have an introduction.
Please go forward.
All right, I would like to introduce the Chancellor of the University of California, Davis, Linda Katehi, who has come to join
us. Excuse me, Senator Wolk. Members, please be seated and give your attention to Senator Wolk.
Dr. Katehi is the sixth chancellor of the University of California, Davis. She's here to attend the State of the State address, and she has been chancellor since August of 2009. On Friday, I had the opportunity to attend the grand opening of one of the an extraordinary complex, the Robert Mondavi Institute for Wine and Food Science, which is really about the future of our state and the kinds of education and investment that is occurring there, most of it private, will really result, we think, in extraordinary jobs and promise for all of California. In addition, the August Bush Brewing and Food Science School opened as well. Dr. Katehi is a very is an engineer who has her own patents and has been very successful in her field, and it is a tremendous opportunity for us in California and certainly in Davis to have such an extraordinary chancellor. And we're very glad to have you here. Welcome.
Thank you so much. It's a great honor to be here among you this afternoon, and I want to say it's a great honor to be the Chancellor at UC Davis. It is a land-grant institution, and we have really served the state, and we hope to keep doing this as we move forward. We also hope to be a partner for economic development in this region and the rest of the state, so we thank you so much for everything that you have done for the university. Thank you.
Senator Wyland.
Thank you, Madam President. I'd like to recognize in the gallery today state officers of the California Association FHA HERO. These are the Career Student Technical Organization for Home Economics, Careers, and Technology. These leaders represent more than 3,500 FHA HERO members throughout the state. They're here in Sacramento to observe state government at work and to meet with many of us who've supported CTE. Please join me in recognizing these fine young men and women and their efforts.
Thank you, Senator Weiland. Senator LaMalfa?
Madam President, parliamentary inquiry, please. I'm curious to know, will we be proceeding over to the Assembly side for the State of the Union in order of height, alphabetical, or north to south?
I think the Senator Pro Tem will be enlightening you in a little while.
I vote for north to south.
Members, privileges of the floor. We'll be returning to considerations of the daily file. There is nothing on, there is no business on file. As Senator Steinberg.
Thank you very much, Madam President. We are going to have a much lengthier floor ceremony soon, probably in several weeks, to honor the work of a Senate employee whose last day is today. But I could not let the occasion slip without saying goodbye, but not really goodbye, to our own Nettie Sablehouse, who after how many years? 30-some-odd years? 93. That's not 30. Ooh. 17 years as the, you know, the bulwark of the institution when it comes to many things, but including the very important power of confirmation, which the Senate has, that is unique, of course, to our House. And, you know, we've been joking a little bit, but I would like to make the following announcement, which is that we are going to insist on emergency legislation through this House by the end of this week and the Assembly to make Nettie's appointment subject to Senate confirmation. And so that she can then begin preparing for the Senate confirmation process, of course. But all kidding aside, again, we're going to have ample opportunity to thank Nettie, but she's not going far, just going downstairs to work for the governor and help him with the appointment process. And even though we're going to be in separate branches of government, Nettie is always, always part of this Senate family, and that doesn't change tomorrow. We just wanted to wish you well. Thank you, Nettie.
Senator Weiland, would you?
Madam President, is this an appropriate time to adjourn in the memory? Or do you want to do that later?
Yes, we, under motions and resolutions, we will be adjourning. We have one more item before then.
All right, thank you.
Thank you. If there is no other business, under motions and resolutions, Senator Weiland, you may address the floor.
Madam President, I would like to adjourn in the memory of Billy Harmatz of Carlsbad in my district. Billy was an accomplished jockey who celebrated many successes in his 20-year career, including winning the Preakness in 1959 and riding in the Kentucky Derby four times. Following his retirement, he settled in Vista, also in my northern part of my district, where he was an icon of the community. Billy is survived by Bonnie, his wife of 59 years, four children, eight grandchildren, and three great-grandchildren. I didn't know Billy personally. I'm told, though, that he will be remembered by his wonderful spirit, zest for life, and all those who knew him and his family. He will be greatly missed. Thank you.
Senator Weiland, may we ask you to bring the name to the floor so that we may honor your introduction.
Absolutely.
Thank you. Congressman Gary Mendy's on the floor. Welcome. Thank you. Are there any other motions? Otherwise, we will deem the desk to be clear. Senator Steinberg, the desk is clear.
Members, we have session again Thursday at 9 o'clock. Let's hold the Senate in brief recess for the next 15 minutes or so. Let's meet back here promptly at 4:30. You can all congregate on the floor here if you'd like, and we will walk over to the State of the State address to the Assembly Chambers then. Thank you.
Former Senator Hayden, welcome to the floor. The Senate will be in recess until 5 p.m., at which time the adjournment motion will be made. We will reconvene Thursday, 9 o'clock a.m. Members, we want you to be back here at 4:30 so we can walk over together. Thank you. The Senate is in recess.